of the terrible events of 1648 and 1649 had immediate consequences in the Jewish world. As I mentioned to you, the year 1648, by Kabbalistic tradition, was destined to be a messianic year, and hopes of the Messiah were raised throughout the Jewish world. It is therefore ironic that in the year 1648, a Messiah did reveal himself and would gain wide popularity throughout the Jewish world and cause a disaster and a debacle, the results of which still exist till our time. The disappointment of Shabbat Tzvi and the damage that that caused internally and externally to the people of Israel has ramifications literally till our day. One could measure it as being a disaster of historic proportions. Shabbat Tzvi himself was born in Smyrna, which is a city in Turkey, in the year 1626. And he perpetrated the legend, perpetuated the legend rather, that he was born on Tisha B'Av in fulfillment of the rabbinic statement that the Messiah was born on Tisha B'Av, on the ninth day of Av, the saddest day of the Jewish calendar. His family originally was from Greece, and later emigrated to Turkey. It seems fairly clear that they were exiled from Spain in the early 1500s. And his family had standing in the Jewish community of Smyrna. His father was a merchant and was a commercial agent for European traders. Jews generally found their occupation as being middlemen between the European traders on the continent and the suppliers of the raw materials in the Middle East and in Asia. His son Shabbat, the name Shabbat, usually was given to a Jewish child born on the Sabbath, on Shabbos. And that being the case, he could hardly have been born on the ninth of Av, but he was blessed with a very, very charismatic personality from the time that he was a young child. And he also had many other traits of genius. He apparently had a photographic memory, very high IQ, and he made an enormous impression upon everybody. By the time he was 20 years old, he had already received rabbinic ordination from some of the leading rabbis in Smyrna. And even though he was at such a young and immature age, he was held to be a Kabbalist of note, a person who studied Kabbalah, taught Kabbalah, and around him there gathered a group of disciples, many of whom were older than he was. But he nevertheless had such an influence upon them that he was the leader of the group, and he was a very powerful force in town. He therefore gained a very wide reputation in Smyrna and also in other Jewish communities in Turkey. He was a strange person, though. Strange. He, I think, modern-day...